कृपया ध्यान दीजिए, द लैंग्वेज यूज ऑन द पॉडकास्ट मे नॉट बी फिट फॉर कंजम्पशन. वी वॉर्न यू, ट्रेड केयरफुली, बट लिसन यार, डोंट बी सो कंजर्वेटिव.
You're listening to Cyrus Says.
All right, it's time to take Cyrus Says to another level. It's called Cock and Bull, CNB, which is also Cyrus and Brocha.
Why follow your auntie's advice when you can follow Cyrus Says on Facebook and Twitter to stay updated about the latest shows?
It's time for me to start while Rahul Subramaniam is doing his own little set on the beginning of my show. How dare he? But comedians misbehave all the time. It's time for me to rant a little bit. And I was thinking about this. I had a fight with a scooterist. I always have fights. The guy was driving really slowly, and then they brake on the scooter without giving you any hand movement, nothing. And I almost banged into him. So I went alongside and I said the Japanese word, terimaki, cha-cha-cha. And immediately he started, took off his helmet. But between his legs was a small daughter. And that, you know, took the fight out of me, because right. You see a 5-year-old girl like that, and then I put my hand up and it just drove off, because then I can't fight when I say child like that, because then I look like an idiot. Loud. And then it becomes a class issue. So rich man in the car abusing me and my hardworking middle class scooter and daughter. You know, I'm dropping with the son of the soil.
Did he just park his scooter in front and get into his Mercedes?
Hey, Rahul, he was bigger than me, so I just drove off. I'm just telling you this story anyway. Now, to come to the main point here, I realized one thing. We talked about pillin and all that. Why doesn't the child have a helmet? Isn't the child more important? He has a helmet on his fat head and his small daughter between his knees there on that scooter precariously placed. If I did bang into him, the girl would have got hurt. So I want to put it out there. Kids, if they're traveling a scooter, should have helmets. We can make smaller helmets for them, I'm sure. Yeah. You know, like the one that Chahal wears or something. You give a small helmet and just get on with it, yeah? So helmets for everyone. It's called Cyrus Says. And we'll be right back for the last time.
But isn't that
there are helmets for children?
Yeah. There are helmets for children. Yeah. Then why aren't any of the kids in Mumbai or Delhi wearing them?
It's because they're rebels. They're supposed
they
to wear
give
it.
A fuck.
Or because they have hair like you, Rahul Subramaniam, and they can't fit the hair into the helmet. Yeah. No, I've never seen a kid with a helmet. Tell me, have you ever seen a kid pillin or in,
I have. It's not that I've never seen.
No, I've never seen.
In Mumbai?
I have.
You're a liar. Just get under us.
No. I've seen, but it's not. More often than more often than not, you don't see it though.
Were they playing cricket?
No, they were sitting on the back of the bike.
Are you
on the
serious?
Back of somebody's scooter.
A small kid?
Yeah, two kids.
Two kids with one helmet?
That's
what a dirty father. Get your head in. Bundy, put your head in properly. Sheila, one sec. He's coming closer now.
I thought it was funny
Bundy
for
and
that
Sheila.
Reason.
Yeah, Bundy and Sheila.
You didn't like the ethnicity. I always like to mix my people. Sheila's Australian, by the way.
No, but I thought it was funny for that reason only, right? One bike, three helmets. That's why I thought it was funny.
Oh, wow. That's a good ad, actually, for something like that. But anyway, put it out there. We won't waste time with it. Please get your helmet for your child.
Yes, of course.
It's more important the child lives in you, as far as I'm concerned. It's very cryptic, but let them both.
Nothing cryptic about that. That's just like
I know. I was thinking of my own conscience. If I bang the thing, the kid got hurt. You know, then that would be like,
yeah.
And it's all his fault.
Yes.
Why couldn't he afford a car? Let's move on. Abbas, Rahul Subramaniam joins us. Last time we met, your hair was short.
Yeah.
This is science. Yeah. 3 months later, it's grown.
Last time we met.
What's with the? I don't know. People will be.
Yeah, because last time I was in your podcast, now you didn't allow me to speak.
We met on the Geo studio thing, man. And your hair was short.
Oh, that
it was very
also
clean cut. Yeah. You discussed the whole DJ fighting and all that.
Correct,
remember?
Correct, we did. While the panel was on, discussing something else.
You just resurrected the controversy that had died down. I remember the DJ fighting over.
Oh wow! I forgot about that.
Yeah, don't forget, it's in my
Rahul's been working out. He can take care of DJs. DJs will be not a big deal for him. Yeah, they're all tired in the morning. Fight with them in the morning. They're sleepy. Best part.
All on Mondays, they don't have work.
Mondays don't work, like barbers.
Well, they don't have
work. You must be going to the barber on Monday every week. Because you haven't cut it in years. So what's your story? What's the hair? What's behind the hair thing?
You want to know the true story?
You did a special or something and somebody said this looks good.
No.
No, he especially has a good boy haircut.
That's
like,
what?
Nice.
Yeah. He threw me with this hair. I've never seen him like this. Now he's showing off for a shampoo commercial coming soon.
Every time I don't get to speak, I'll do this. You'll get distracted. I'll start speaking.
I think of my sheepdog in Hawaii.
Sheepdog in Hawaii.
Yeah.
He reminds me of every fast bowler, every dashing fast bowler ever.
Dashing?
Yeah. They always had
like up there, boy. Too much, I meant. You mean young Shoaib?
Shoaib or those New Zealand, Australian fast bowlers. Dennis Lilly?
Yeah. Wow. That's good.
Thanks, man. Thanks. That's exactly what I was going for.
Show him 160. Densely was the greatest of all time.
Wasn't he?
Who?
Densely was
towards
bald.
The end. Towards the end. Yeah. We like to wear Imran. Imran was famous for the hair flash.
You're thinking of the other Australian bowler. Chris Kane's the other fast Australian bowler at the same time as Dennis Lilly. He had that.
Jeff Thompson, slightly. Jeff Thompson. Slightly.
He had the hair.
But Lilly, when he was young, had long hair.
The other.
He's right.
The other fast bowler from Australia.
This is
one of the fastest ever bowlers.
If not the fastest.
The other guy. Who's that one?
Well, one of them was famous in Tintin as well, or Tata. Rahul.
Yes.
About the hair, you going to tell us a story?
I was just trying to find my space. Listen, so what happened was, like around a year back, I met one of my school friends. You know,
but I shot with you 3-4 months back and the hair was short.
It was growing at that point of time. Okay. You didn't notice. Okay. Go back and watch.
So the school friend said what?
No, the college friend, sorry. Junior college friend. You know, one of those the college kids who are like very famous, like really long hair.
The hip kid.
Yeah, the popular kid everyone knows. And the way they walk itself, they know that they own that place.
He was the god of the college. Bolna baba.
He was the god of the college. So look at you getting impatient.
Sorry for half an hour. I still haven't got to our AM. The AM is so far away. I mean, where are we going to go with this?
You want the short version? I just felt like.
So much. Let's leave it there. Now I'm worried about Abbas's love for this god of the college who's swaying hips and long
now
hair.
I'm interested. So what did he do?
Long story short, I met him and he's working in ICICI as a relationship manager now. He has a paunch and he's lost his hair. And he was like, wow.
Hey, don't need to get personal, Rahul.
You're a bitter bitchy man.
No.
You waited 10 years
for the coffee.
You paid for the coffee.
Yeah,
on top of that.
Yeah.
You gave him a tip?
No.
Well, was this meeting planned or you just happened to run into him?
No, it happened to run into him.
Okay. Hey, Rahul. Yeah. So, does it mean you were jealous of this guy?
Yeah, I was in college for sure. I was.
So you waited for him to fall and like a typical Indian,
he could play the guitar and sing at the same time. I'm like, what sorcery is this?
Very rare. Very rare. Very rare.
But I could solve equations.
Well, who are the girls like?
Huh? Who do the girls like?
You could solve,
take a pick. No, of course.
Oh, equations are great.
They like some, so 1 out of 100 used to like.
Cocktail trick. Good damn ram boy. Can do maths at age 2. What are you worried about? Chess champion at 5. And then it goes wrong. What do you want to be a comedian?
Yeah.
That's ICICI guy should run that. What's his name?
Huh?
What was his name?
His name is Vijay, but
we won't take the full name. Vijay is good enough.
Yeah. Vijay from
Amitabh Bachchan in 94 films.
Yeah. But that's one of my dreams, to act in a Bollywood movie with just one line which says, "Wo dekho Inspector Vijay."
And the camera has to turn in that heroic way. You look at it almost like a Madras cut where tak 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 happens, and you look and they come close to your face and it's you with this stupid hair.
Yeah. And by the time they're wondering what the hair is, I say, "Wo dekho Inspector Vijay," distract them, and by the time the frame cuts back to me, I'm not there.
It could be a travel show. From there you say, or wo dekho uska cousin Ajay. And you know, he just goes on linking India like that, you know. Alright, let's move on to something.
Yeah, so
but reason why Rahul decided to grace us with his presence, right? On YouTube we've been getting I keep checking the comments, right? And the number one comment that we have gotten, or the number one episode with comments that we've gotten, was Rahul's episode where everybody kept saying that Rahul was not allowed to speak.
Yeah.
Silence.
You bastard. You're leaving the show. Are you still putting knives in my back?
So this is my Shaheen Bagh. To get back at you.
And my name is Yogi. Biryani. What the hell was that?
Yeah.
What is the point of that biryani thing? Like, you know, oh, that's such a Muslim thing. Come on, what the hell?
What are you talking about?
They also called Rahul Gandhi Rahul Feroz Khan.
Oh, like Feroz being Parsi, by the way. Huh? The Parsi side. Yeah.
No, but what's the biryani deal?
Like, welcome to Rahul. Okay, you want to go to it right now?
But it's not in the
list. Yeah, let's go to it.
Okay, so in all this, I don't know if you are following Delhi elections, but being a Mumbaiker, you have to follow Delhi elections. Because right now, I believe Mumbai is worse than Delhi.
I saw Kejriwal doing the Hanuman Chalisa.
Yeah.
That I saw.
So now they have to go the other way and get all their votes in. So liberal becomes more religious and religious becomes more liberal. That's politics for you. But we had a lot of name calling. One of the greatest administrators cricketers ever had, Anurag Thakur, who also played first class cricket purely on his form and talent and not because of any influence, he made some ridiculous comments about Maro Goli. What was the exact slogan?
I'll come back. You want me to repeat it?
You don't repeat it. Daro ko goli maro.
Exactly.
You can't not try it.
Salo is an imperative word there. I think we should use it.
Yeah.
And so there were all these aggressive kind of comments going on. So Yogi went to Shaheen Bagh for whatever reason and
Yogi ji
and made these ridiculous comments. comments about how the people here eat biryani or whatever. You know? Trying to Muslimify the whole thing. Like, okay, we don't know the issues about minorities and whatever.
This is called Shaheen. It's Muslimified enough.
But maybe his electorate is not clear.
I'm still trying to understand.
No, so stereotyping. Okay. Saying, you know, he never used the word Musliman or Islamic or Muslim or minority. So they use this alleged stereotype. Yeah.
Biryani eating. Yes. Yeah.
Biryani eaters. Okay.
And if anyone who's enjoyed a good biryani, that's so disrespectful. I mean, if Shaheen Bagh was serving biryani, I join the movement tomorrow. Yeah. I mean, there's no question.
They are, by the way.
They are?
Yeah.
Ah, they were, right.
Serving it to the cops.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who are happily eating it.
That's why they're not able to act on time. They're eating biryani.
They're really sleepy. They moved 45 seconds after that guy fired the first shot.
Because no one was there to say, "Wo dekho, Inspector Vijay."
There you go. Now I let you speak. Okay, let's take it from the top with our new maestro.
The top, the biggest news was our friend Kunal Kamra met your friend Arnab Goswami in a plane and wanted to have a conversation.
So Indigo's nobody's friend. You secluded them for sure.
Wanted to have a conversation with him, which he declined. So Kunal basically took a video of...
In fact, Arnab's words were, "I won't let me speak," his exact words.
He actually told the airline staff that this man is mentally ill. Please ask him to go back to his
seat. He called him mentally ill.
Yeah.
This is fun. Who says Indigo doesn't have in-flight entertainment? I mean, come on. Are you taking it just for that? Who's on today, guys? Who's on? Front row?
Indigo will do anything to make money. Right? They'll sell tickets also inside.
Yeah, I think they should. Guys, can I just spin the end, which is the truth? I don't know if you all know this, but the newsroom was telling us, and so this is what happened. They both went for the day. So the flight back, Lucknow, Mumbai.
They bet again.
Yeah, they bet again.
And Kamra took his phone off more like humor. You know, like took his phone off like, you know, I'm just teasing you. And this guy did an almost Hitlerian hand movement. No! And then the staff immediately came and said, no, part two. It's already gone under control. Yeah. That would have been fun. If I was on that flight, when they come again, I'd be like, wow, die hard, you know? Can the same thing happen to the same guy twice?
But within minutes of Kamra sharing the video, four airlines suspended him one by one, including Air India.
Indefinitely. Three of them.
Air India indefinitely. Yeah. Go Air, Indigo, and Jet, I think, for...
Spice.
For
Jet doesn't exist. No. They didn't make the tenders in time.
For 6 months, there were also rumors of railways or...
Well, his comedy still doesn't make him travel by train at the moment, but I don't know. Does he do a lot of train travel?
Even if he has to, IRCTC is tough to get through. So, the website has banned all of us anyway.
What are the chances that he'll get Arnob in the next cabin?
Very few. Huh. Vistara was the one example who did not ban him. So, Kamra posted a picture with Vistara Airlines with a victory sign saying, "Thanks for not barring me." But the aviation minister put out a tweet saying that people creating disturbance in the airlines.
But they've gone on record to say they have not told. There's no diktat. They haven't told any airline to do anything. Which I think is really funny.
I think
actually called.
Oh, didn't you see the wink in the end after that?
Oh, it was. I think I shut it too fast. Yeah.
No, but I think the head of the Director General of Aviation also said something like, "You guys can't do this."
Yeah, and then retracted.
But the pilot has come back strongly. Yeah, yeah. The pilot has come back strongly.
What does the pilot know?
No, because that's true.
He's just a pilot.
Like, and if you let Sachin Pilot run the country, it'd all be a happy place. But that's another story. Yeah.
And there were people on Twitter saying, "We will not fly the plane that this pilot is on, which is flying."
We will not fly on this plane. Yeah. Which, so I pay my money, like, exactly. I get on, and they say,
"Take the boarding pass, sit in the plane."
I was crowned and looked online for the cheapest deal for 6 months. I just tear it up and say, "I'll walk." Agartala, straight.
What was the funny part? Most times the pilots announce themselves once the flight is on.
In like 15 minutes.
Veg ki non veg. I want to land.
Kamra has sued the people.
Yeah, 25 lakhs.
For 25 lakhs.
25 or 26?
25.
Yeah. Should have gone for like 25 crores.
Yeah, 25 lakhs to Indigo.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Because it's low budget. If it was Vistara, he would have gone 25 crores.
Okay.
No, but he's also kept in mind the economy. I like that.
But isn't there like an internal committee which is set up and then they take a call on whether to suspend?
So that's what I read from this. But then you told me that guy had to backpedal, right? The guy who said that was a government official.
So they've given the examples of Pragya Thakur and all these great luminaries.
Pragya Thakur ji.
Ji, and you know, the Shiv Senek guy whose name you forget, Rahul.
The one who slapped
the chappal. Yeah, all that guy. Yeah, and there's more. There are many bad stories like that. I remember one member of parliament coming for a late jet flight and we all clapped and all that. And then the guy started shouting. abusing and abusing. Nothing, no action, nothing. No one has said anything. So just think about it. But this Kunal Kamra, low-hanging fruit, who dare say something, let's put him in jail for life. I think why stop there? He should be life imprisonment minimum. Come see come. Rahul, would you ever do something like that as a comedian?
I got heckled yesterday.
No, oh, that's just a hair. but did you, would you confront like a...
So this is, I wouldn't do this.
He used a few F words. If he didn't use that, I was completely okay with that. Yeah. Just be funny.
But here's the thing. So I'm also not as passionately invested the Indian politics and things like that. Kamra is very much invested. He sleeps Indian politics. So where he's coming from is something which is very difficult for us. Like for me too.
But that's subjective. Okay, let's leave that aside for a second.
No, I'm saying if I was passionate about something like this,
So say you're passionate about something else, like the DJs you fought with, for example. Guy who banned you or was getting after you, you got him on a flight and you had a few words with him.
Yeah.
You think it would warrant
suspension? I think the point here is... Huh. Arnab does this to his guests all the time, right?
Yes. If Rahul goes up to the DJ
and the DJ says no, that DJ is not shoving into Rahul's face
every
night.
That's on a television panel.
Yeah.
He's on the plane because it's a decorum of the plane that we're talking about. And they've done it on planes. They've shoved mics into people's faces.
Exactly.
With the picture of Arnab in the background, which they carry in their hand. And say, he's asking the question, whatever.
So if something like this happens with the DJs, I don't know. I might be... Or anyone who gets...
Whatever the personal issue is, I'm saying if you catch somebody, would you have a little tete-a-tete on a public platform like a plane or...
I might not video record it, but I would be very, very interested.
Video recording sound a little matlabi, like well thought of?
No, I think you require... I also think it's a lot of coordination. Like I said, I couldn't even believe people could play the guitar while singing. Video record while talking is something a little...
And pretty good stuff as well in terms of... You've got Arnab's face.
Mm. Did you see Jose's video on that?
I don't know, but Arnab called Kunal to work on his camera crew now. That good. Yeah. Sorry, what was Jose?
He will take that job in a...
Did you see Jose's video? Jose's video is funniest.
Jose doesn't reply to us for some reason, so he's banned on our show for 6 months. But go ahead and tell us. It's true story.
Jose is to you what Kamra is to Indigo.
And the punishment will come down swift and fast.
So Jose's video is when Arnab's on his phone, like it's apparently he's video calling Jose to help him out. And he has switched off the camera. So Jose is like, okay, I can hear you, I'll help you out. This camera person. So he says thing like, okay, Arnab, if you can hear me, scratch your nose 3 times. And Arnab does this. Yeah. Okay. And then he gives him advice and suggestions as to what to do. It's damn funny, man.
It's internet humor, Cyrus.
Has he been banned?
Jose?
Huh?
No. They'll come.
Note to self. Ban Jose as soon as possible.
He's very low on that list of people to
not
get banned.
Not big enough.
So he's like waiting list.
Where are we? We are nowhere.
When will we get banned?
But I did a show on Saturday and they were asking me, why aren't you banned? I was like, I'm sorry. I'm not even on the internet.
You're not harsh enough on him.
I have to discover the internet. It's a long way to go.
We get banned by very low stuff. Like one auto rickshaw.
No. I fight with people on the road all the time. I have at least one physical fight a week, Rahul, my record is continued. Getting out of cars and all. It's beautiful. The frustration all comes out on the street.
Why can't we read it on the news ever?
Because I win the fight. If I lose the fight, it'll come on the news.
Eliminate them.
I always pick on a guy who's really small, really old, or both. And then, it's very quick. I get out, I smack him, and I get in and I drive
basically
off.
Basically a fair fight. So that
It's what I call love.
So I wouldn't do that, but if I was passionate about, say, something, I might be...
What are you passionate about, except hair? And that goodness against that poor god of the college. How you sat there and ridiculed him, yaar. And then paid. That paying was the worst step of all.
Yeah, but that's the mic drop, no?
Oof, the mic drop.
Yeah.
He offered to pay, but I was like...
He offered to pay with a tear in his eye. Because ICICI has enough problems anyway. Okay, let's go around the room quickly on this whole thing. So, Kunal Kamra, what's your stand?
I am totally with Kunal. I think Arnab shouts his throat out every
night.
And
this quick government response, like it's the Pakistan has attacked.
That is scary, but I hope...
I thought the reactions of four airlines banning him in a span of 10-15 minutes, that was ridiculous. Yeah. And after what the Indigo pilot says, even more, it doesn't make sense.
So it's not like those airlines bring a lot to the table either. It's not like they're the greatest airline ever. And if you're not on it, you missed something.
Indigo, the one thing about Indigo is they...
push you to start.
Yeah.
So I like that bit. But other than that...
They push you to start.
Yeah, sort of. They make me come to the plane.
Yeah. What he's trying to say is they hurry people in.
They actually talk like that. He's not even making fun. They actually do that.
They give you the veg or non-veg, they give you the food, and by the time you take the first, they take it away. We have to be ready for the next passenger. Come on.
I get the bum salute always.
What
the women going, I like the aisle because I need to pee.
Same.
They have to
pee on the aisle, so do I.
I can't go inside. Once I go inside, then I'm going to would pee in my leg. I can't take it anymore. So I sit there and I get bum hit by all of them.
Yeah.
You know, and then it looks like I'm the creep because my shoulder is popping out and the woman just, and they're immune to it. They just bum hit you and I'm all aroused and all. I'm like, don't bum hit me. It's like, you can't bum hit me. I'm a creepy man. But they keep bum hitting you. And by the end of it, you know, I don't know. I just don't want to leave the plane. I'm the only guy who's like, okay, I'll stay for the next round. That's like ridiculous.
I empathize with some of your issue. Not
there's no space in the aisle.
Huh?
They need
more space.
They have to create a sort of 12-year-old
person. It's a wonderful way to say that there is no space in the aisle.
They need starving refugees to be the, you know, to serve you. I don't think it makes sense.
But they're always in the hurry, Indigo. So there was one time, while I was getting down, there were people getting in also at the same time. So, yeah.
But
I love that strategy. Indigo standard time. They're like, okay, okay, we always reach before time.
Yeah.
And they say Bombay to Madras is six hours.
They all do it, by the way. All the airlines are doing that. And I'm the only one asking, have they moved the cities? Because 1 hour 55 minutes to Delhi is now 2 hours 60 minutes to Delhi. I mean, what the hell does that mean? And Delhi's gone back a little bit more, so we have to, you know, we can fly
dure.
Both dure, huh?
Every time Indigo reaches way ahead of time, which they do because they decide how much time it takes.
7 hours you don't normally make it.
And they always announce this. Hame ye suchit karte hue prasannata ho rahi hai ki hum samay se pehle pahunch gaye. And I always visualize when they say prasannata, like both the pilots going, looking at each other with a
well done. Giving each other five. Yeah. Once again, Superman has saved the day.
Coming back, it was done.
Now, in case we do travel Indigo very, you know, in the near future, it's a good airline. It's a good airline.
Because they go to places where no one else goes to.
And they're on time.
They have a flight from Mumbai to
Ghatkopar. No one else, where Kunal Kamra doesn't go to because he's banned. Otherwise, you can go.
That's the problem, man. Vistara does not have the connectivity that Indigo has.
I know, yeah.
Can Kunal Kamra fetch me at the airport at least from Indigo?
Yeah.
He can come in.
Totally.
He was not banned from entering the airport.
Flight is suspended, not and, the airport.
Yeah, but you have to be careful about all that. Imagine all the pictures of these, you know, Jaishi, this and that, and all these Atangwadis all over, and then his picture in the middle of that, you know. I mean, really? Killed 36 people, kidnapped 4,000 children, and then this guy fought with Arnab. Come on.
To one of the funniest tweets that Kamra posted after this was when Indigo had banned him for 6 months. He said, "Dear Indigo, 6 months is very kind of you. You're banning me for 6 months is very kind of you. Modi ji is planning to ban Air India forever." And then Air India also banned.
Oh, they banned it.
That tweet hit the trick. They were like, "Abhi karega."
Air India, Air India banned. Air India is again like IRCTC. They're almost banned.
So
almost
many,
all of us.
Like, but I don't understand how. What is his recourse now in some in situation like this? Ooh. Right? Because Kunal's
go to court.
He must, right?
Because he's
suing them for financial this. But I mean, like, you want this no-fly ban lifted,
also,
right?
Like, remove
everything.
The ban.
Okay, all right.
Everything. Retribution. Yeah. Complete retribution. Okay. Reputation is scarred.
Remove the ban. Apology. The suing amount. And one pedicure.
He's saying he's not getting any work. But at the moment, he's leading the Congress. He's the high-flying boy, in a way. You know, come on.
He's a better opposition.
Yeah, leader of the opposition who can talk.
Definitely.
He finally got someone. There you go.
Yeah.
What's next? I'm bored.
By the way, this reminds me, like last time I told you, right, like in the last podcast, Cyrus didn't allow me to speak.
Who said that? The
comments,
all lies.
YouTube comments, they were like, okay, Cyrus didn't allow Rahul to speak.
Yes.
That's what the Congress also should have done.
After Arnab, coming soon. But we'll take a break. When we come back, some sense will be spoken. Rahul, you will talk the most. We will speak the least. Abbas, I don't know how long you're with us, but we love you so much.
Yeah.
You do the break.
Let's take a break.
Oh, that's damn boring.
So much fun, Cyrus.
Okay, it's not over.
Yeah, but
as I tell my wife, we'll be back.
And she's like, what? It's not?
She's already left the room. Yes, back here with Rahul Subramaniam, who sounds like a guy from IIT, but actually is a man who's representing Kunal Kamra in court as we speak. And very happy with the tweets that were around. Any other tweets outside Kunal Kamra that you can remember?
About?
Lots of inside entertainment somewhere at it, who says that Indigo does not have an in-flight. And one was like, oh, Sapan Verma's tweet was like, oh, so even Arnab has an airplane mode.
good. So at least something good is coming out of all this.
A lot of jokes,
But jokes is everything. Yeah. Without
it
jokes,
is a joke. This whole thing is a fucking joke. Right? How does this make any sense? How can you ban somebody for 6 months? I don't, you know, again.
No, you can. There's a decorum on a plane. But you have to have the same standard for everyone.
I've seen passengers behave way worse with the
I've seen them call the ladies, you know, like sister and words like that. You know, it's just stupid. Sister! I mean,
I've seen people come inside an airline with five luggages. They should be banned.
Exactly. What about the wheelchair person who gets cured the moment they enter? They jump out and then they put their handbag on and they skip up and down the aisle and they have a drink and what the hell? Till then it's all and you're feeling bad, you're standing behind them. When they get cured the moment they enter. This bullshit has been going on. No one bans those buggers. And this poor guy does two jokes. Actually, it was not even a fight because the other guy doesn't speak. So it's just a monologue. Which
in reality, he doesn't speak.
Well, there was no fight. The fight wasn't joined.
He only speaks.
No, as his lawyer, I'm saying that's all fine. But there, at that moment, he didn't say anything. So it's not even a fight.
I'm just curious. He was watching something. What was so interesting that he was watching? It must be one of those.
Well, no, so see, I get why he would not engage, right? I mean, like, for him to engage is a no-win proposition.
Yeah, he's going to get heckled.
There's no upside to
and he can't put him
engaging
off,
in this situation.
Like
I get that.
On TV, he can put them off. He puts off their voice.
I would even go so far as to say that I don't think that, you know, I mean, like, it.
But you think Arnab can't take on Kunal Khan? It would be a good fight.
It would be a good fight.
I'd pay money. I see we put them both, like, you know, two pugilists, they go together and they have a little debate. It'll be fun. Let's organize this, guys.
I don't know.
And the money can go to our favorite NGO, IBM.
IBM is an NGO. It needs your donations.
Yeah. I'm telling you. Mm. I'd watch it. Would you watch it? What? I know. You think Kunal will eat him up? Arnab will be quite good.
If it's a one-on-one, it'll be fun to watch.
Arnab will talk in third person, so Kunal will be thrown by that.
See, Kunal can't...
You don't know Arnab! Arnab knows you! And then Kunal will be like, what's my comeback? Kunal can't have two Kunals.
Like, Kunal can't out-shout Arnab, na? So if it turns into a shouting match, then that defeats the purpose.
It's a debate. Whether they shout or don't shout is
you know
them.
How his debates
no,
are.
No, you give them 3 minutes
only
each.
One winner.
You don't cross-talk. There's no cross-talk in debates. They don't. Haven't you seen debates when they're organized? You're supposed to talk to A and B. A and B. It's
he's like, not talking
but
about a Republic
the news debates redefined.
We'll show him what a new debate is, not a news debate.
New debate.
Okay, so it's on. I'm organizing it. I'm looking for sponsors out there. By the way,
I messaged Kunal to be on today's Cock and Bull. I'm like, if you're free on Tuesday, come.
What happened? He said.
So,
Rickshaws are banned.
No, he put out a response on YouTube, right? He sent me the link for the same. He's like, okay, right now, this is my only response. So,
what is his response?
He put out a YouTube video about the whole thing.
That's his response.
Yeah.
No, but
let's get Arnab then. Fuck him. Giving us attitude. I'll take Arnab's side. I'll switch tomorrow. No problem for me. What the hell, Rahul? Sorry. Camera has to go down. Cocky motherfucker. Worked in MTV in the beginning, by the way.
Yeah.
Another bloody fault.
Wow.
The company.
You've turned faster than Arnab.
Yeah. Arnab also was MTV. He was a roadie. Where does his rage come from, man?
That'd be fun. Ragu Pillin.
Ragu Pillin. Arnab in front.
Without a helmet.
Interviewing Arnab.
Yeah. No, I want to know whether you will become a roadie. What do you do with your life? What will you do with your life?
Should we go on to the next topic?
Yeah, I think
so. The budget came
Rahul out. Wants to talk because he's upset about the last episode, so I'm letting him.
Rahul is being very kind in saying that the comments are don't let the comments are actually usko bolne to de. Kyun bolne nahi de raha?
That's like, his language change. The same
comments
point.
Are like that.
What?
Very aggressive.
Acha, you know what? I defended you when he told me last time also. I was like, no, but that's what the show is. When Cyrus speaks, it's fun. When someone else speaks, it's like, oh, when will Cyrus speak again? So
you think by this I'll let you speak? I'll never let you speak. I'm from Arnab Academy of Special Arts.
Okay, the budget came out, the 2020 budget. One of the longest budget speeches of all time.
Yes.
What is funny to see is that the ministers in the background, some of them trying very hard to stay awake.
Yeah.
But I couldn't make head or tail
also,
of
Nirmala
it.
Also, Nirmala Sitharaman, no disrespect to Tamrams. I just want to say one tone like Mahendra Singh Dhoni, sort of it doesn't go up and down, you know, when Dhoni does the man of the match. I want to tell everybody here that we have a very power packed team and you know it doesn't go left, right, up, down, just in one direction, the oscillating note. So I felt she was the same. So it would lull you into complacency and sleep. So I don't blame those members of parliament. Yeah. I think it's just the way it is. It's very nice. It's very refreshing.
It was very long.
Very long.
It was very, not complaining because I didn't understand most of what economics is something which
as my wife said, shoes are more expensive. You got to understand what matters.
I asked my dad whether it makes any difference to us. He said, no, it's not helping you in any way.
So, Jai Hind, in other words, all good.
But it was so long that actually at one point Amazon considered doing a special with Nirmala Sitharaman.
They didn't cancel it because it just went on and on. But how can you have a budget every 3 months? You know, the marginal utility of the product, I've been talking about this, you cannot have a budget every 3 months.
How are you calculating it every 3 months?
We had a budget just a couple of days ago, and then another budget now.
We had a budget before the elections.
Yeah, Feb, March is not that far away, brother. You can't keep having budgets. You had your budget for the year.
This is the year budget now.
Yeah, this is the year annual budget. Yeah.
I've had enough. That one budget is enough for me. You can't have two budgets in 4 months.
But again, I think the problem...
Budget your budgets.
So budgets are only important in countries like India where policy is changing constantly, right?
But they keep talking about 5 trillion economy. Who can count that much? I just want to know how much money I make at the end of the year. It's not 5 trillion. Maybe 4, but not 5. I think they hit you like advertising people with a lot of information and figures and facts and all that they're doing for the farmers who continue to die. So I don't know whether it makes any difference.
So that's just it, right? I mean, like, it's sentiment manipulation because the economy is not mature.
So it's like a Karan Johar
film.
That's
exactly what it is.
Our budget is a Karan Johar film. Yeah. It's fun for the whole family, but we don't know what's going on. Okay, fair enough.
In the end, you cry.
You cry. Yeah. You hug a lot.
Also, it's long.
And a lot of people sleep. And a lot of people sleep in the film as well. There you go. Yeah.
Okay, there were unfortunately some shootings that happened. One outside Jamia, a man in Shaheenbagh was also caught with a pistol.
Come back to Jamia for a second. How conveniently he was under 18. I mean, that was spun a little, you know.
Yeah, again, a lot of conspiracy theories have popped up. I mean, from his Facebook page and everything, this is like a typical lone wolf kind of, very similar to the lone wolf shootings that happen in the US where someone...
What's that? Can you just say this?
So the person essentially...
He makes their intentions clear, no formal training or connection with any group or base.
Yeah.
But they are obviously looking at literature and things on the net and then get influenced and they do things.
They let their intentions
like,
known.
I'm a lone wolf masturbator. Social, and I don't have any one influence for why I go solo. Mm. But I go solo. And I love it.
Solo yet so far.
Solo and yet so far.
The guy
he's sort of doing voiceovers. You've got a lovely voice for, well, masturbation voiceovers, which is a very specific sort of genre.
I've already done that.
You have?
Yeah, but I love the white label.
Rahul Subramaniam coming soon.
White label. White, the ghost. Oh, okay.
It's called J-O-I, no?
Is it?
Yeah.
What is that?
Jerk off instructions. Jerk off?
Man,
jerk off instructions.
What a life you live, boss. I was just having fun. I mean, really?
Yeah.
I mean, for you, it's like a technical thing. Oh, God, man. This is scary. And you want to blame the government and what's happening in Jamia and JNU? We've got issues right here. Man, this is damn scary, bro.
Well, you are, so I just...
I don't want to ever see CC footage of you alone. I don't want to ever see it.
It's all around.
There were three shootings. Three episodes of people with guns.
Exactly, yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Thankfully, no one... only one student was injured in the...
He shot into the students. He,
that's true.
He claims that he was just shooting whatever. Yeah, but I mean, that's... what is it? It's like attempt to murder?
What did he claim to be shooting?
Well, now he's underage, so they have to go to remand home firstly, which is the biggest problem.
Was he going like, "Yeh kya karta hai?"
I don't know. He was auditioning for a film from the 80s, I thought. You know? What is that? Satya, one of those movies.
But if you say three incidents in almost as many days, that's scary, right?
It is really scary.
The last person in Delhi who was seen waving a gun and behaving that badly outside a college was Phoolan Devi many years ago. Does it make any sense? I don't know what's going on. I've given up on the country, by the way. I've moved on.
Okay.
Crazy. By the way, Rahul is going to England. To settle down. He's going to see Liverpool take the title and more, and then he's going to stay back. Show us your North of England accent.
Am I going to? My mouth.
Now speak, no. He's asking you to
say this. This is how to allow me to speak. Why don't you show us your
Liverpoolian
skills?
Liverpoolian. Since you're a big Liverpool fan, Liverpoolian. Yeah. Go ahead.
I don't have an accent. I can't do that accent. It's very bad.
Touchy mother.
Can you do it? I'll try and copy.
I can do it.
But they are from Liverpool. I can do what I remember.
Liverpool might.
It's a little difficult. Might is not just Australian.
I know.
Can you start?
I don't have an accent.
I don't want your bloody accent. What's your next question?
The next thing is
this guy is just going from worse to better.
There's a guy who exposed a hack in Google Maps.
Rahul, so far you've spoken a lot.
I've spoken a lot.
Can you stop now?
Yeah, for a while.
I think you've overdone it.
Of course I can.
Let's go back to normal. Your YouTube is fine. Everybody's happy.
We should put the link of this episode under the comments of Rahul's original episode.
Or just take one monologue of his where he's talking non-stop and just keep that.
The last guy who did a monologue got banned from the airlines, so we shouldn't do that.
What a callback.
Oh, we finished that subject. We're sick of Kamra and Goswami. Hope they get married and have kids. Then?
Guy did this Google Maps hack where essentially he took a bunch of phones, put them in a cart, and just took the cart around the roads with the GPS on, and Google Maps showed those lanes as congested in traffic. Whereas all he did was put the phones together. I don't know why Antariksh picked up this topic.
I don't have much to add in there.
From the Antariksh, like the Google satellite.
I have
satellite.
A theory. What do you call it? The technical term
GPS.
For giving technical advice while you're playing with yourself? I think that spot is also enjoyed by Antariksh, who we call Silvery. Because when you have lots of time on your hands, this is what you sort of Google and find out and look at. And I suppose it just reflects on our society. A lot of people in India, how do you say we're a garib desh? No? Because some of us have fantastic lives. The things we look at, the things we do. There's just no pressure, no stress, nothing. It's amazing.
Okay.
I'm stunned. Like, just look at my friend Kunal's life. Vijaykar, not Kamra. Kamra is suffering because he believes in his art. He has some, integrity. My Kunal has none. So he told me we're hitting a bit of a recession, not making as much money as before. So he went to London and he said, for the first time I traveled by bus. I said, everybody in London travels by bus. The Queen goes by the bloody bus. What are you talking about? It's not the BST in Mumbai or in Goa where 80,000 people are packed in the back.
Megan also took the bus to Canada, Sita.
Yes. She left. And in fact, the last words of the Queen was bus. How sad is that? We didn't talk about that story.
Brexit.
Give up your royal position.
We did. We spoke about that.
Although we did.
Yeah. At length.
Too much.
Yeah.
Again, you mentioned length.
Donald Trump congratulated the wrong team for winning the Super Bowl.
That's what you think.
Is that true? I don't think that's true.
Abhit would know better.
He congratulated the wrong state.
Wrong state.
So basically, the Kansas City Chiefs won, and he said the great state of Kansas, where Kansas City is in Missouri.
Oh.
The city is in Missouri.
It's Kansas.
Of all the Donald Trump stupidities going on in the world right now, this is the least. Really, really small.
No, but also if you're an actual, man's man American guy, you will not know your football teams and states.
No, so I mean,
it's like us not knowing our IPL teams.
No, but the thing is,
Rajasthan is not going to be in Jaipur anymore. You know that.
City, Kansas City, is in both. It is in both Missouri and in Kansas.
That's their mistake.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Come on. That's the founding fathers. What did he do?
Well, what is the other station doing in Bandra? It's like that.
By the way, Pravadevi station is not in Pravadevi. We never take it. Yeah, I don't know where it is. Everybody we send to Pravadevi
station. There was a Pravadevi station?
It's on the Parel side, man. It makes no sense. Do you understand where Parel is?
It's not in Pravadevi.
Parel is the rectum of Mumbai now.
So leave
a starving relative from outside North India or something lying on a platform in Parel, and they have no way to come to Pravadevi from there. They die there. You say bye to them on the phone.
But wait, Pravadevi, that means it's on the central line.
Elphinstone Road is now Pravadevi.
They're just naming
on
things.
The Western line.
Okay, there's the colloquial Mumbai kind of experience,
after
and they're Lower just naming things.
But those two places are quite far from each other.
As the crow flies, maybe they're in the same direction or something. I don't know.
No, Pravadevi is Siddhivinayak in that area.
Yes, it's completely different. So when you tell a relative or a friend to come via this thing, because you presume that's the way, it's not the way.
Okay.
You have to tell them the old way. From Juhu, call me.
Okay, let's take a last one.
We didn't discuss about the Google Maps thing.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, what do you want to discuss?
Who cut us off?
Nobody. I lost interest in that story while reading it.
No, I just think it's ridiculous why people do that. But you want to say something?
No, it's a stupid story too, right? I mean, it's calling something.
Now it'd be
hacking.
Hard to say anything once he says it's a stupid story.
No, but I mean, how do you call this hacking, right? This is not hacking. This is basically behaving as
one-upmanship.
Just doing stuff stupidly, right? That's all it is.
Bottom line, you can't trust your GPS maps.
Also, the GPS maps have been created for people who are slightly logical and safe.
And
the system can be rigged, right?
And you're rigging
when you're
it
in
by
Montreux,
doing what is designed to do.
When they say take a right, it is right. When you're in Mulund, it's not exactly the same experience.
Yeah, this is ridiculous. It's like going logging onto a bank website, and when you see the captcha to prove that you're not a robot, you on purpose put the wrong captcha, and then you say, the computer thinks I'm a robot. Yeah. Are you fooling the computer there? That's so stupid.
Yeah, it just makes no sense. It's
I should work on the delivery of that.
Yeah, no, I like exactly. No, there's I didn't fall asleep because of that.
No, there's a good analogy here which I'm escaping.
Amit is a serious voice, so you can go on making fun. He's not going to stop.
He's relentless, like Nirmala.
One tries.
SNG. But that's a ball.
Dude,
relentless
SG.
Also.
Sundages.
Yeah. SG ball, no?
I know.
Yeah,
no.
Wow.
I used to play cricket once.
You used to play cricket?
Yeah, both batting and bowling. No.
What, at the same time?
No.
And you were surprised someone can guitar and sing at the same time.
That's another word for masturbation. I used to play cricket.
JY.
Yeah. Stop showing off that you've done some diploma in masturbation. What the hell's wrong with you?
Okay, last one. Swami Chakrapani Maharaj, president of Hindu Mahasabha, said cow urine and
cow dung. Rahul, known to you?
Yeah, yeah, my close relative.
Yeah, same class. The ICICI guy, you and him. He came third in the personality contest, is it?
Cow urine and cow dung can be used for treating novel coronavirus.
Okay, by the way, in Zoroastrianism, or at least amongst the Parsis, when you have your Navjot, do you know that you actually touch cow urine to your. So we are safe to your tongue.
So you won't get coronavirus.
I don't know if he's right or wrong, but I got to tell you that it's a difficult one to get over. Yeah,
also, I think that's
all your elder relatives tease you before the actual.
I think thing. That's a great way to get rid of corona. I think our government.
So we are more Hindu than you.
Our government.
Huh? How Hindu are you, man? How far you gonna go, bro?
I think that's how I think our government will tackle coronavirus by declaring corona as anti-national. That's it.
I mean, corona is part of
our... start shooting the virus.
Part of the Hindi lexicon. I mean, you have corona pyar hai, which is also corona. You have corona beer, corona shoes.
How is corona beer part of Hindi lexicon?
It's there in India. It's available. For me, that's Hindi.
The famous song, Corona, Karo.
Yeah. Well, come on. And Karo and Na.
Yeah.
And there's also Kareena, if you want to take it further.
Corona everything. Kapoor.
There you go. See? This is our thing. We gave it to China, and now China is giving it back. Ping pong. Their sport.
Let's go to the aim is.
I think so. Rahul, you're not talking.
Dude, I'm enjoying your jokes so much.
Now you're bored. You've had enough of the podcast. He's just so happy he got that guy. Can you imagine the pettiness of this man? Some bloody alpha male of the college who stand for 20 years, milia bacha, good T center, man. And then you, I can't believe the final.
Dude, people used to, he used to, after college, used to just go and play the guitar and people used to come and listen, man. What nonsense is that? I could do multiplication after no one even watched
me. And you still can. He can't play the guitar now.
Yeah. He can play the guitar.
But do you feel he was like at a low point in his life? That's karma, man, from being the big shot.
No, he was saying all the right things, like, you know, life changes and, you know, you have to go.
Midlife crisis.
Yeah, yeah. So I
erectile deficiency.
But I helped him at that point by saying one black
coffee. Dysfunction.
But I helped him at that time by saying one black coffee extra strong.
How does that help?
I don't know.
Kya baat hai?
Coffee,
really?
Coffee makes you feel better for
you
a while.
You think so?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, wow. My heart was at the right place.
So. Oh, I hope only your heart. Huh?
Ding, 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 ding.
You know, Parsis can't pronounce heart. Where are we?
AM is.
AM is. Let's go.
Come on.
If you have any questions for Cyrus, write to us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. Or you can send an email to whatcyrussays@gmail.com.
And back here with the AMAs, we're all very happy to... Amit, you're sleeping?
I'm tired.
Why are you so tired?
I don't know.
You're killing our confidence. I don't feel like doing the show anymore. Say something nice. Do you remember anything?
What do we talk about? I don't remember.
Camera. That's all
camera,
I remember.
Yeah, that's right.
That's what we were awake. All right, AMAs, what's up?
Yeah, so this one comes from Bidisha Satpati, a very regular writer for us now.
Yeah.
Hi, Cyrus. Imagine you've been conferred with a national award or a Padma Shri.
See, our people ask these questions. They don't ask any other question. They're always like, okay, Joker, I'm giving you a question, answer it or die.
You've been conferred with Padma Shri for general greatness in quotes. And then she writes in brackets, your words, not mine, from episode 481.
Correct.
Let's hear your acceptance speech. Would you accept it if you are tied with Kunal Vijaykar?
No, one.
Acceptance speech.
I absolutely will not. That's one with Kunal Vijaykar. Either give it to me or give me Padma and let him keep Shri. I don't care. But, you know, I'm not going to share this. I'm not sharing. Why should I share this? Who shares the Padma Shri?
Not
name me. The last couple. Adnan Sami is one person. He just was fat. Stop all this nonsense. I refuse.
There's no cap on the number of Padma Shri.
But I don't think you get a joint awardee thing, man.
Yeah, I don't get.
No, it's always.
It's not like Wimbledon doubles.
It's always more fun about the guy who didn't get it, saying how he didn't lobby and how they cheated him. And 40 years he played sports for India or whatever. You know, it's great fun.
The Man Booker Prize was shared last year for the first time in its history.
Who keeps the award?
Who knows about the Man Booker
I think
Prize?
Each of the
person who also knows about JOI.
JOI and Googling maps in a fucking basket and going up and down Prabhadevi Chawls. What life is that, man?
Okay, this one comes from Apurva.
We didn't answer the question. I don't even remember the question. Ha, Padma Shri.
No, acceptance
speech.
Is there any money attached to this? That would be my first question.
I think, yeah.
And is it
you ask the question?
Yes, your speech is a questionnaire.
Rhetoric speech, yes. I would not thank anyone because everybody told me not to get into this business. Mm. My dad said, don't be an idiot. Mm. My mom said, only fools get into this shit. And I'm just telling you because you're both comedians, so there's no respect in people who grew up in the 80s.
Mm. Antariksha.
Antariksha also. When you go and meet people over 60, never say you're a comedian. Say you're a nurse. Mm-hmm. You get more respect. Hi, I'm Antariksh. I'm a nurse in Parsi General. Mm. I'm a male nurse. Yeah. And I basically take old Parsi
and
men.
Just take some band-aid and stick
clean their groin area and all that. But that's more dignity. More dignity than anything else.
My friend was introducing me to her grandmother and she said stand-up comedian twice, he didn't understand. Huh. And then she was like, "Are English mein Raju Srivastav karta hai." And then she understood. Like,
very good, very good.
He called you a Raju Srivastav?
English mein Raju Srivastav.
English ka Raju Srivastav. That's elevating you by what, an inch?
She understood what I do.
My God. She was happy? She said jokes?
Yeah, she was like,
oh, said you're a nurse.
I should have, yeah.
And then you help.
But did you didn't say joke? She didn't say jokes, no. So now you didn't do a joke?
No.
Oh. You do Raju's jokes?
I wish.
She didn't ask him if he knows Raju?
No.
It ended there.
You did Raju's jokes. Raju does Kamra's jokes. You did Kamra's jokes.
Yeah.
Kamra and Raju do the same jokes.
Yeah.
And Arnav tells all the jokes.
Yeah.
But he blames it on
jokes
Pakistan.
On us. Okay, Apurva's question is, hey Cyrus and team, hope you're doing well.
Yeah.
My question for Cyrus is, he always mentions that for a relationship to work, one needs to have toilets.
I actually had milk coming out of my nipple the other day, slight milk. Estrogen level has gone up.
Is that where you spilled?
Which is good for getting bigger. I'm feeling a little bigger right now. Mm-hmm. But then it's a little dangerous because I'll become a woman, which means I'm not like you guys.
Where did that come? How did you get
I don't know.
That?
She was saying something, it triggered off.
You always mention that for relationships to work, one needs to have toilets, friend circle, bedrooms and TV separates.
Yeah.
So if there are two
so you
people
don't
who are
you're telling
living
me that anybody shares gadgets,
then what is
example?
The point of being in a relationship? Asli maza to sabke saath mein aata hai na, don't you think?
Stop being naive. What rubbish. When you do a time out and then you have a time in, it's like that. You can't, it's like Big Boss, you can't live together all the time. Great. Even your mother and you can't live together. And even in that relationship, she's the one who's sacrificing everything. I mean, come on, let's be honest about these. It's nonsense. But coming back to TVs and gadgets and things like that, who shares gadgets anymore? The next generation, everybody
it's
wants their own space.
Difficult.
You never. I can't even touch my daughter's phone. I mean, if I put my hand next to it, she cuts off a finger. Right. Only got one.
So I was at dinner yesterday with a family group, and husband and wife have the same email account.
What?
And I was just like, wow, that's so bizarre.
That's one account, which is general.
That's for porn.
No, but well, no, it's a
because he doesn't want to pay the bus.
The thing is, what was so weird to me about this was that they were complaining about the emails that each other is getting. And I'm like, why the hell do you have a single email
account? You're telling me they don't have separate email accounts as well? Come on.
What's the email account called?
Huh? He must be having an affair.
Husband name
Hence
and wife
says,
name.
Have a joint account, email account and all. Yeah. So I can quietly have my other life. Mm. Makes Maybe. Sense. I Very know. Strange. Rahul, what about you and your wife?
We have separate email accounts. But I had the same.
What about
chat?
Bathrooms and rooms and all that?
Separate.
A
room?
I don't know, I'm asking. I don't know.
Room? No, separate bathrooms.
Separate bathrooms you have?
Yeah.
Comedy's paying up.
I know, yeah. Fuck. He's one of the top guys.
I stay in Lower Powai.
I'm staying with somebody else's wife because we have no space.
Okay, this one comes from Avrineel Paul. Hi, Cyrus and the IBM family. Hope you guys are having a great week. This is Avrineel. My question is, ignoring all the heroic feats achieved in the Battle of Kurukshetra, who is your favorite character in the Mahabharata?
Wow.
Mine is Bheem. Great cook, even greater foodie, awesome guy.
Bheem would be good for me because he's a bodybuilder. I like him. A big tough guy, likes his food. That's good. I'll go with that too, maybe. Anybody got a better idea?
I always kind of like Karna.
Yeah,
I thought it was
Karna.
What's the special quality if you don't
doesn't give
I don't know my Mahabharata.
Did not need, it was not part of that royal family thing.
So you want to be the outsider?
Well, always good to kind
You're
of...
You're the Kejriwal.
Somebody capable without being given benefits. That was always one of the things that I thought was kind of cool about him.
What about
Rahul?
I'll go with Karna.
You just don't want to say anything.
No, I used to like Arjun a lot.
But he stopped talking to you. I see I changed him. Hey Vijay, his real name is Arjun?
No.
Oh boy.
No.
He's one of Bihari guys who keeps only two first names for caste reasons. Like Shekhar Suman.
He's not.
I have a couple of Bihari friends. They only keep the upper caste guys only keep the first names, right? For safety.
Mm-hmm.
It's tell me, Vijay what? Vijay Ajay? Vijay Ajay is a giveaway, man. There's no name like that.
Vijay.
Okay, this last
Pura Naam, Baapka Naam,
Deenanath
Vijay.
Baapka Naam, Deenanath.
The one film where Amitabh took another name and wasn't Vijay. Look at the irony, man.
Okay, the last one. This one comes from Puneet Srivastav. Cyrus, which would you prefer? Which one would you be? A guy who sends a bouquet from the flower shop or handpicked wild flowers you deliver yourself?
How will she know? The question is whether she'll know. If she knows you've gone to the trouble of, you know, going getting the wild flowers, fighting a bear to get it and all, that's one thing. But I think I would just basically, there are these people outside Beach Candy who take the flowers from the crematorium.
Frontsandpetals.com.
Yeah, Parsi General and all that. And they just on the road, the hawkers.
Parsi General.
You can get a really good deal and they look pretty good. I've always bought my flowers from them. Like $10 for a full bouquet.
Flowers it's all which old were stuff. On someone else's grave.
Grave, yeah. But how does the person know? My intent is not to disrespect them. I've got them good flowers.
Right.
In a way, I've kept the circulation going, no? From death to life. So in a way, it's
beautiful,
okay.
Profound.
I don't feel any malice in that. Cheapness maybe, but not malice.
So yeah. In a way, the second one, you picked the flowers yourself.
Whatever's less work, man. Because as Firdosi once said, in a beautiful Parsi Persian poem, which I can't say in the original language, sometimes the fucking you do isn't worth the fucking you get. So whatever you're doing, remember. Don't invest too much into it.
Is Firdosi your neighbor?
No, I wish in those days I would have been allowed to be my neighbor.
That's all the questions we have.
But what about Rahul? You had a good day?
I had a great day.
Your YouTube fans, 80 million of them, can't come after us.
No, no, they won't.
You tell them to behave right now.
You be on, you take the DJ side, then you have an equal army.
Why should I take DJs? I hate DJs. I hate them. They make noise all night. They're like workmen of the day coming back in the night to rip your head. The same fuckers in Malabar, you go, tuck, 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 because panic accept too much
what
money.
What DJ is this?
It's the same thing. Have you gone to a freaking bar? The kind of music it's just like a meter, you know, electric meter going trang, 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 trang. I can't bear it. May he rest in peace.
Bobby Deol.
No, he used to invite us. One day me and Kunal went with free drinks. We went back, this is 97, 98 I'm talking about. We went to one of these shows, Nikhil and his then wife Pearl, who will become his wife later, and all these young people screaming and shouting, and the music was without any lyrics and it was just sounds, you know. It was just like you take a vacuum cleaner and then you bang it really hard and then you put it on auto speed or something. It was like,
yeah, I know, that's how I felt every time Vijay used to play in college.
I tell you, I like Vijay. What Nikhil did to me, Vijay didn't do to you.
That's true. Anything you want to plug, Rahul? This comes out on Thursday.
Oh, this comes out on a Thursday.
Yeah.
I have a crowd work show. I don't know the dates, but it's in Powai.
What's a crowd work show?
Oh, I talk to the crowd.
Oh, excellent. Yeah. Can I come?
You won't allow me to speak.
And it's in Powai on a Sunday.
But of course you can come.
What do you mean by talk to the crowd? That's just like stand up, right?
Yeah, stand up.
No material.
Oh, great. That's what I do. I've been doing crowd work all my life.
Yeah.
But without a crowd sometimes. That's really scary. Guy walking on a lonely road.
Do, but it'll be fun. You should do crowd work sometime.
I will. I'll try. There's too much crowd in Valkeshwar Malbail. Scary. Open your mouth there. Yeah.
So it's happening. I can tell.
So
I
when is it?
Yeah,
crowd work Powai with Rahul Subramaniam on.
Where can one buy the tickets for this?
At Book My Show. It's on 12th Feb.
Okay, 12th also, Feb. Bookmyshow.com.
Yeah, the show's at 9 p.m. The Square, Powai. Also,
can we say it properly?
Yeah.
The Square in Powai, 9 p.m. 12th Feb. Bookmyshow.com. Rahul will talk to the crowd.
Yeah, it's called You and Me. It's a crowd work show by Rahul Subramaniam.
Weirdly sexual. You and me.
Yeah. And grammatically incorrect.
And who are those people standing there? What is correct then?
You and I.
Oh, you and I is correct.
In
you and
this
me is not
beautiful
correct.
World.
Yeah. You damn bram till you die, huh? In all that comedy, you know, your brain is so evolved that you can't help correcting people. You realize the real comedy.
He's corrected his own show.
For me, damn brams are worse than Parsis. They can't stop themselves, no? So in his own show. So can you imagine when he's having fun with the crowd, at some point one idiot is going to make a, and he can't resist, that part of him will come out and will say, you moron. It's were, not was.
Also, I'm going on my crowd work tour. The tickets are on insider.in. So multiple
cities. We'll put the links in the description.
Yeah.
Please check them out.
But what do you mean crowd work tour? You take the same crowd and walk around? Fucking Indian losers. They got nothing to do.
That's how this Dandi March happened. You know,
right? We really need you. We need new leaders. What's going on? All right. Bye-bye. Follow me at Instagram and Twitter on Bored Brocha. I'm so bored, I need your help. I need your love. I need your touch. Okay, just follow me. Okay, catch us on any of the podcasting apps, please. We beg you, we need you. Send us your questions on Twitter on Cyrus Says In. Or you can email us, even if you're not female, on whatcyrussays@gmail.com.
And And that's what Cyrus says.